الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, it is only the fazl, the grace, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has once again blessed us with this mubarak Sayyidul Shuhur, leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, this blessed month of Ramadan. We heard earlier the announcement that after the Taraweeh Salah every night there will be a discussion, we'll call it a tafsir or a commentary of the verses of the Quran that were recited in the Taraweeh. This in reality is a misnomer. Quran is Bahrun la sahila lahu. It's a limitless ocean. Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah compiled a book of history which he gave the title Al-Bidaya wa Nihaya, which means the beginning and the ending. And in it he mentions about one mufassir. When we talk of one mufassir, we are not talking of someone who is mashur or famous, but amongst the many, many mufassirin, many, many commentators of the Quran. This was one mufassir who in the 5th century of Islam, he started making tafsir of the Quran in one masjid in Baghdad. Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentions in this book of Tariqh and history, Bidaya wa Nihaya, that 26 years of his life passed of this mufassir. Till finally he passed away and he had not completed the tafsir of Surah Baqarah. That is just one surah of the Quran. When it comes to Surah Fatiha, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his saying is famous. He said that if I have to put before you the tafsir of this one surah of the Quran and you had to write it down, you would require 70 camels just to carry the scrolls on which the tafsir of Surah Fatiha is written. And by way of dalil and proof of this, one night in Kufa, after Isha Salah, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu started making tafsir of Surah Fatiha. It is said that the azan of Fajr was called out from Isha till the azan of Fajr, and the tafsir of the Ba of Bismillah had not been completed. Allama Fakhruddin Razi rahimahullah written a famous tafsir of the Quran. It's mentioned about him that what gave him the impetus to write this tafsir, that one day in a majlis he said that in Surah Fatiha Allah Ta'ala has kept 10,000 masail. Masail, in other words, rulings of Islamic jurisprudence. He said in Surah Fatiha Allah has kept 10,000 masail. So one or two people smirked when they heard this. They felt that this was an exaggeration or a joke. How is it possible? 6 or 7 verses, 10,000 masail. So in order to put this doubt of theirs at bay, this formed the impetus for him to write his tafsir. And he began this tafsir, many, many volumes. And in that tafsir, he mentions 10,000 masail of Surah Fatiha. The point what I am getting at, my respected brothers, in a majlis like this, 10 or 15 minutes every night, this is kalamullah. This is Allah's kalam. This is that kalam. Allah Himself in the Quran does not get tired of introducing before us the greatness of this kalam. Hamim wal kitab al mubin inna ja'allahu Qur'anan arabiyyan liqawmi ya'lamuna bashira wa nadhira. وإنه لتنزيل رب العالمين نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين بلسان عربي مبين. قاف والقرآن المجيد بل عجبوا أن جاءهم منذر منهم فقال الكافرون إن هذا بل عجبوا أن جاءهم منذر منهم وقال الكافرون هذا شيء عجيب. لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه تنزيل من حكيم حميد. أفلا يتدبرون القرآن ولو كان من عند غير الله لوجدوا فيه اختلافا كثيرا. طه ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى. تنزيل ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى. الرحمن على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى. وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى. الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى. ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. And the list goes on. Allah is Noor. Allah Ta'ala has given the Quran the name Noor. Allah is Hakim. Allah has referred to the Quran as Hakim. Allah is Majid. Allah has given the Quran the name Majid. The Quran is Shifa. The Quran is Noor. The Quran is Hidayat. The Quran is guidance. Such a Quran this ummah was given. Those who link and attach themselves to this Quran have been elevated. Their praises have been extolled. They have been venerated. They have been raised above the rest of humanity. To such an extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna lillahi ta'ala ahlina min al-ard. He said, amongst the people, amongst humanity, they are ahlullah. They are some who are the household of Allah, the people of Allah, the men of Allah. Allah is with them. Their nisbat, link and association has been created with Allah. Sahaba said, Man hum, who are they, Ya Rasulullah? He said, Hum Ahlul Quran. He said, they are the people of the Quran. Ahlul Quran, Hum Ahlullah wa khasatuhu. They are the family of Allah, they are the ahl of Allah, the people of Allah, wa khasatuhu, and they are the chosen of Allah. Innakum la tarji'una ilallahi bi shay'in afdal mimma kharaja minhu. Rasulullah SAW said, there is nothing that will take you back to Allah, connect you with Allah, cause your heart to brim with the nur, with the taluk, with the love, with the association, with the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever translation you want, you can put in this hadith. La tarji'una ilallahi bishay. Nothing will take you back to Allah and connect you with Allah with anything more effective than the Quran which came from Allah. This is kalamullah. This is Allah's kalam, this is Allah's sifat. The point, my respected brothers, we can't even attempt to scratch the surface. It is a travesty. It is a travesty of the right of the Quran today, the association and link or lack of it that the ummah has with the Quran. We see it in our masjid. Tonight was the first Taraweeh. You would notice, mashallah, many people which you normally don't see. Masjid was full. Maybe it's the barakat of the fact that Allah Ta'ala has locked up many of the shayateen. Maradatu shayateen, the senior shayateen. Tusaffad, comes in hadith, tusaffad, they are chained and locked up. But even that chaining of the shayateen, we see the effects maybe just for a few days. And then by the time the 4th or the 5th or the 6th or the 7th Tarawih comes, that night already the crowd starts receding in our masajid. Maybe we got used to it. Before that, it was the shaitan that was stopping, but on the other hand, our habits had become such that we haven't got that attachment with the masjid, we haven't got that attachment with the Qur'an. So the point, my respected brothers, is make a special effort. Make a special effort. Go against our nafs, drive ourselves. In this Mubarak and blessed month of the Qur'an, of Ramadan, to try and attach ourselves with the Qur'an. Shahru Ramadan. When Allah introduces this month, I mentioned this in the Jummah also. Shahru Ramadan. Alladhi kutiba fihi siyam. Should have been that. Ramadan got its name from what? What is the distinction of Ramadan? The fasting. So what the Qur'an should have told us? Shahru Ramadan. Alladhi kutiba fihi siyam. This is the month of Ramadan in which we have prescribed or ordained or commanded you with fasting. But Allah didn't say that. What does Allah say? Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. The month of Ramadan in which we reveal the Qur'an. Imam Malik rahimahullah, if you look at the lives of the Salafi Salihin, what would happen in Ramadan? It's mentioned about Imam Malik, a great scholar, one of the imams of the four basic schools of jurisprudence, the Maliki Mazhab. It is mentioned that when Ramadan would start, he would close all his kitabs. أَخَذَ الْمُصْحَفِ. He would take the Qur'an. فَجَلَسَ مُعْتَكِفًا فِي الْمَسْجِدِ. And he would sit in i'tikaf in the masjid, open the Qur'an and read the Qur'an for the entire month to the exclusion of everything else. And he would say, La kalama ma'a kalamillah. What gunjaish, what room is there for any other speech when we have kalamullah? Such a Qur'an we are given. In any case, we've already run out of most of the time. For us who are familiar a little bit tonight, Surah Fatiha was recited, for the Quran starts with Surah Fatiha and then Surah Baqarah. Surah Fatiha, whoever you meet nowadays, everyone has got some pareshani, got some problem. Very big problem that faces us nowadays, more than what we normally identify with, whether it's financial problems or physical problems or health problem. Very big musibat that has overtaken majority of us nowadays is what we call mental depression. Many people are suffering from depression, or what we call pareshani, this mental uljan, this worry. A lot of it has to do with our occupation in dunya beyond the limits. This is one of Allah's azabs, one of Allah's punishment, when we will devote ourselves too much to the dunya. We will become easily susceptible to depression. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said with regards to Surah Fatiha, he said, "Fihi shifa'un min kulli da." Fihi shifa'un min kulli da. Allah has kept the cure for any and every sickness in Surah Fatiha. We have been given one Nabawi nuskha, one prescription, munazzal min Allah, revealed by Allah. Whatever your problems or difficulties are, depression, sickness, pareshani, worry, the solution for it, Allah has kept in Surah Fatiha. It's mentioned one ajib riwayat. Quran, how would Quran be revealed? We know, Jibreel would bring the Quran. It's mentioned, according to some riwayat, 24,000 times Jibreel came down with the revelation. How was Surah Fatiha revealed? One narration, it comes, Allama Munziri rahimullah mentions in his Targhib wa Tarheeb that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with Jibreel. Now he is sitting with Jibreel. Idh sami'a nafidham min as-sama. All of a sudden, a thunderous explosion is heard. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Jibreel, ma hadha, what happened? What was that shocking, alarming sound? Jibreel said, that, Ya Rasulullah, today a door of the heaven opened. لم يفتح من قبل. That was never opened before. ونزل ملك. An angel has descended, which has never come before. And then this angel presents itself in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and says to Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam that Allah has sent me. Allah has sent me with two noors. Such two noors, such two lights that no Nabi before you has received this. No ummat, no human being, no creation of Allah has received these two lights which I have brought. لَمْ يُؤْتَهُمَا نَبِيٌ قَبْلَكَ. No Nabi before you received this. Allah has sent me specially to present these two lights to you. What were the two lights? فَاتِحَةُ الْكِتَابِ سُورَةُ فَاتِحَةَ وَخَوَاتِيمُ سُورَةِ الْبَقَرَةِ and the last two verses of Surah Baqarah. The revelation of this section of the Quran was unique to the rest of the Quran. Ulama mention of the importance of the message of Surah Fatiha. They say that the crux of the revealed books before the Quran throughout the ages, from Suhaf Ibrahim, from the pages that were revealed or the scrolls that were revealed to Ibrahim alayhi salam, throughout the ages, Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, revelation was sent down. The more famous revelation of the past was the Zabur of Dawud alayhi salam, the Injil of Isa alayhi salam, the Torah of Musa alayhi salam. And like that, other scrolls were revealed to other Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam throughout the ages. Ulama say the khulasa and crux of everything that was revealed before is the Quran. And they say the khulasa and the crux and the essence of the Quran is Surah Fatiha. And the essence of Surah Fatiha, essence of the every revealed book is the Quran. The essence of the Quran is Surah Fatiha. And the essence of Surah Fatiha is one verse in Surah Fatiha. Iyaka na'bud. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. O Allah, only you we worship and only you we ask for help. This is presented in another way. Ulama say, obviously separate from what we're talking about, but just by the way, Ulama say the leader of the Quran is Surah Baqarah. And the leader of Surah Baqarah is Ayatul Kursi. Now what is the common denominator between Ayatul Kursi and Surah Fatiha? Surah Fatiha, the first four verses of Surah Fatiha, and the entire Ayatul Kursi, which is referred to as Azamu Ayatin Fil Quran, the most auspicious verse in the Quran, the common denominator that is found between both these sections of the Quran is that they contain to a very, very high level the ta'aruf and the introduction of who is Allah. Who is Allah? Allah's ta'aruf, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal. Because neither can you or I benefit from shariat, from deen, from the Quran, from anything, unless this foundation is corrected, that we bring in our heart the azmat and the greatness and the kibriyai and the jalal of Allah. That is why Surah Fatiha also starts, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. First four verses, what is this? The ta'aruf and introduction of who is Allah. Inshallah, if Allah gives life and opportunity, we'll continue. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi, SubhanAllah.